Blog Talk Radio.
One, turn it up!
Yeah!
Oh, just clap your hands like this. Just clap your hands like this. Yeah! Let's wake up the church with this old school jam. Shout to the Lord in here. You know that he's good and his mercy endures forever. And the people of God said, they said, what the? And the people of God said, yeah! The people of God. Confusion, all manner of evil and every sickness. You came in a bind, but you cannot stay, cause the people of God, we ain't having it. It's a good day, even though I cried last Tuesday, and I was out of cash by Friday. No matter what comes next, I'm gonna stand up and give it the praise.
Bless the Lord.
Oh, bless the Lord, bless the Lord, bless the Lord, bless the Lord. Hallelujah to your holy and to your righteous name. Father God, this is a day that you have made. And Father God, we surely come and we are glad in it, from the rising of the sun to the going down of the same. God's great name, your name, Father, is great and greatly to be praised. Father, as we come, we confess every sin of omission and commission. Father God, in the name of Jesus Christ, Father, we come with an attitude of gratitude and praise and thanksgiving. Father God, lifting up you, Father God, higher and higher and higher and higher every day. Thank you for bringing us through the midnight hour. Thank you for the rest. Thank you for refreshing us, Father. Thank you that we rise anew, Father, just feeling brand new, Father God, renewed in our spirit day by day, Father God, and looking forward to whatever this day is going to bring, Father, because we know that regardless of what this day brings, you're behind it. Whatever, regardless of what this day brings, you're the creator of it, regardless. And so we bless you, God. We say thank you for the Life Word Jesus Kingdom Ministries. We say thank you, Father God, for all that we are able to do, all that we want to do, Father. We say thank you for correcting us, directing us. Thank you for blessing us. Thank you, God. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Now, Father God, we place this service in your hands today, and may you and you alone be glorified in it, magnified in it, Father God, and may your people be edified in it. And we say thank you. And we say thank you. Now, Lord, as you taught your disciples to say, our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the glory, and the power, both now and forever. And the church did say amen, amen, amen. And the church did say amen again. Bless the Lord, bless the Lord, bless the Lord, bless the Lord. Good morning, good morning, good morning. Top of the morning, top of the morning, top of the morning to you, and to you. Amen. Welcome back to the Life Word Jesus Kingdom Ministries, Mentoring Kingdom Leadership with Jesus Christ is the Lord. On this, our Praise Wednesday, we come to give the God some praise. Amen. Hallelujah. Because he is worthy. Not only is he worthy, amen, he commands us, let everything that have breath, let everybody that has breath praise the Lord. Praise ye the Lord. Amen. From the rising of the sun to the going down of the same. Hallelujah. If you're a first-time listener to our platform, amen, we want to greet you in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. And we pray that you enjoy our services on today. And please continue to come back. We meet on this platform 7 days a week. 7 days a week we meet here. Amen. Lifting up the name of the Lord. And we've been faithful to the mission, faithful to the call. For the last 10 years, amen, 10 and a half years, amen. And so we just want to thank God, amen, over and over and over, and thank him over again, amen. Glory be to God. You can visit our archives at blogtalkradio.com/kingdomleadership, amen. It's a whole bunch of, I had a young lady, amen, she looked in our archives the other day, and she couldn't believe that we had those many messages stored up in our library. She just couldn't believe it. Amen. I said, well, we faithful every day. We faithful every day. And that's just one library. We actually have three libraries because we've been doing this for 10 years. So we actually have over 3,000 messages. I think we have close to 4,000 messages in all three libraries. Amen. So we just want to give God praise. Amen. We want to give him the glory. Amen. Because all the glory belongs to him. Amen. We take nothing for ourselves. And so we bless the name of the Lord. All right. Today is our Praise Wednesday. And we're going to do something a little bit different today. Amen. We are still honoring mothers. We know Sunday was Mother's Day. And, amen. And it was, some of us are mothers, some of us are not, some of us still have our mothers, some of us don't, amen, some of us, we may have never birthed a child, but, you know, we have that spirit of a mother where we have been a mother to many people, so we are amen, going to share our Mother's Day experience today. If you'd like to take a couple minutes, amen, when we open up the line, and just share with us, you know, what your Mother's Day was like, you know. Glory be to God, amen. If anything happened special, amen, if you'd like to share, maybe you received something special, you did something special, amen. And so that's what we are going to do today, amen, is we are going to share our Mother's Day experience. Amen. Whatever that was like, if you desire. Amen. Because today is our testimony day. Amen. So you know how we do. You just hit the number one on your telephone, and that'll let us know, amen, that we have somebody in queue, amen, that would like to share. Amen. Now, before we open up the lines, amen, our sister Joanne Thurman is going to give us one of her readings. But before she do that, I am led, amen, to just read a scripture. Amen. Psalms 31. Amen. The same scripture that we read on Mother's Day. Amen. And then our Mother's Day services, and starting at verse number 10, and I'm going to read it out of the translated version. And it says this: an excellent wife who can find, she is far more precious than jewels. The heart of her husband trusts in her, and he will have no lack of gain. She does him good and not harm all the days of her life. She seeks wool and flax and works with willing hands. She is like the ships of the merchant. She brings her food from afar. She rises while it is yet night and provides food for her household and portions for her maidens. She considers a field and buys it. With the fruit of her hands, she plants a vineyard. She dresses herself with strength and makes her arms strong. She perceives that her merchandise is profitable. Her lamp does not go out at night. She puts her hands to the distaff, and her hands hold the spindle. She opens her hand to the poor and reaches out her hands to the needy. She is not afraid of snow for her household, and all of her household are clothed in scarlet. She makes bed coverings for herself. Her clothing is fine, linen and purple. Her husband is known in the gates when he sits among the elders of the land. She makes linen garments and sells them. She delivers sashes to the merchant. Strength and dignity are her clothing, and she laughs at the time to come. She opens her mouth with wisdom, and the teaching of kindness is on her tongue. She looks well to the ways of her household and does not eat the bread of idleness. Her children rise up and call her blessed. Her husband also, and he praises her. Many women have done excellently, but you surpass them all. Charm is deceitful and beauty is vain, but a woman who fears the Lord is to be praised. Give her of the fruit of her hands, and let her hands praise her in the gates. Amen. We want to thank God. Boy, I'm telling you, that's a heck of a woman there. That's a heck of a woman there. That woman, she's an entrepreneur. She's a business person. She's a lover. She's a mother. Oh, my God. Thank God for that virtuous woman. Lord, help us all. Help us all. Amen. And we bless the Lord. All right, saints. So let us begin, amen, with our Sister Thurman in her reading. And Sister Thurman, since the floor will be yours, if you would like to share, if you have a Mother's Day experience, amen, that you would like to share with us, we would give you the floor, amen, first, since the floor is yours right now. And
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. You can hear me okay?
Yes.
Okay. Today's poems, I sat this morning at 4:30 and asked God what he wanted me to read. So I looked in my archive, and since this is Mother's Day, we're still celebrating. I picked two poems for two different ladies. One lady I've never met before, but I was inspired by a picture of her that I saw on Facebook. And this lady was pastor's grandmother. And I looked at her, and I just saw something awesome in her. And it was like love at first sight. And I wrote a poem for her, for Pastor. And the second poem that I'm reading is for one of my best friends, my sister Belinda. So the first one is called The Legacy of Lovely. Because when I saw Pastor's grandmother's face, I said, oh, she's lovely. So this one's for you, Pastor, in honor of your grandma. The legacy of Lovely. On the day that you were born, God kissed you with divine legacy. In the deep depths of your heart, you carried such noble quality. He picked out a special mission for you to carry through, to reach a life and lineage so sacred and so true. Lovely is what I'll call her, for in her soul so pure, my word would reach a nation in need of so much more. I'll put my word within her heart to teach and show my love, to help her spread that blessed news that comes from heaven above. It's through her offspring that so many will be led to my saving's grace. Her sons and daughters will seek my teaching. They'll run a Christian's race. So many souls to be won, so much work to be done. Her legacy, Lovely, you've been so blessed, and now the time has come. For your grand finale, for here your work is done. The starry crown awaits you. The gracious God is pleased. The harmony of salvation, Lovely, you exquisitely succeeded. Your reward to rest in pleasant, everlasting joy, in the beauty of God's holiness to praise forevermore. So come on in, dear Lovely. Your job is now complete. I have a place for you right here at your Savior's feet. You sing. Second poem I wrote for my sister Belinda, and it's called Belinda, the Goddess of the Lighthouse. On a flower lily sits a beautiful goddess of the sea, surrounded in its peacefulness, a place of serenity, a calmness flowing smoothly through the waves of life's journey. The goddess knows her purpose. She's a guide. She knows the way. A shining tower sits to illuminate the darkest nights. Look, and she will lead you to the way, the truth, the life. She knows her love for Jesus is the source that makes her shine. Her life belongs to him only. She knows that he's divine. So he gave her this here lighthouse, made her queen of this domain. Then he added something special, made her new in his great name. A beam of twinkling, sparkling stars of blessing on her life will shine on others as she goes, will lead them in the night. She is the shining tower that will never let you down. She will never lose her brightness, will never make you frown. So radiate your gift of light for those who lost their way, for you're a beautiful, shining goddess, Belinda, a tower that will not sway. And that is my Mother's Day tribute. Thank you, Pastor. My just praise report on the day is being a grandmom. I waited 60 years to have two grandchildren, Logan and Michaela, and each night I read them bedtime stories. And that is one of my greatest joys of the day besides the prayer and praise. And it's just a delight to be a grandmother. And I'm giving God all the praise and the honor for giving me those two jewels. So thank you, everyone. Have a blessed day. I will keep everyone in prayer. Peace and grace.
Grace and grace and peace be multiplied, Minister Joanne. Amen. Truly, that was Lovely. Amen. I recall, yes, the legacy of Lovely. That was so wonderful for you to write that for my grandmother. God bless you. Amen. And Belinda, the goddess of the lighthouse. Amen. We just want to applaud your talent. Amen. Glory be to God. And thank God to you. Amen. For your two beautiful grandchildren. Amen. And so we bless be the name of the Lord. Thank you for sharing on today. Amen. And we bless God. Amen. All right, saints, amen. If you have a Mother's Day experience you'd like to share with us, amen, just hit the number one button. Amen. I like to begin by saying, amen, my Mother's Day was just absolutely, absolutely beautiful. Number one, we did our church service on Zoom, which we're going to be doing more of. And I want to thank God for all of you who took time out of your Mother's Day to share it with us, amen, at our church service, because I'm glad that we weren't the only ones there. That would have been a little embarrassing to go on Zoom with two or three people. Amen. So I appreciate you guys. Amen. The ones that, you know, took some time out of your day. Amen. To come to church with us on Sunday. I thank God that I was able to spend some time with my mama. Amen. I always love my mama. And she was so happy on Mother's Day. She was just so happy. Amen. Because her heart's desire was fulfilled. She wants to remodel her kitchen, so she's putting the money together so she can have her kitchen remodeled, and she was just so happy. She got those lobster tails she wanted, and oh, mama, she was beautiful, new hat, new shoes, new pocketbook, new dress, and a whole bunch of gifts on the table. So it just made us happy to make her happy, amen. And then I was able to leave there and go and spend some time with my three beautiful daughters, amen, my two son-in-laws, amen, and four of my five grandchildren, because I still have one granddaughter in college up in New York. And so it was just beautiful. It was just, you know, I received beautiful gifts. Oh, my God. My oldest daughter gave me some perfume. I'm going to tell you the truth. I put some on Sunday. I still smell it on me. I still smell it. Glory be to God. I tell you. And other beautiful, unique gifts. And it wasn't even about the gifts. They know I'm not, you know what I mean? It only take a little bit to make me happy. It's just time spent with family. Amen. So it was just a beautiful day. It was just a beautiful day. I still have my flowers here. I have gift cards. Glory be to God. I just, you know what I mean? It was just beautiful. Amen. So that was my Mother's Day experience. Amen. And a day to be remembered forever and forever and forevermore. Amen. And so we want to thank God for it. Amen. So, amen. Just hit the number one button. Amen. If you have a Mother's Day experience that you'd like to share, amen, with us, amen, glory be to God, please, amen, feel free to do so. Glory be to God. Here's somebody in queue, amen, that would like to share their. The floor is open.
Good morning. Good morning, Pastor Bradford. Can you hear me?
Good morning. Yes, good morning.
Oh, good morning. Good morning, everyone. So, yes, just two really quick things. So I would be like the queen of texting. I really do. It's a way to a lot of people. And so normally I'm always pushing out texts. It's like it's always the numbers game. And I'm always pushing out texts. And so I sent a few, like one or two or three, but, I mean, not a lot. And then I picked up my phone, and then all these people texted me first, because usually – I push a text and people text me back. And so that just like blessed me so much that, like, I mean, early in the day, they were thinking of me because I'm usually the one that's doing that. So that just like blessed me. And then the other thing, I went out to run a quick errand and I came home and Jerome came out of the our place. And he was like, come in the house quickly. He was so excited. And he's like, when you come in the house, just look to the left. Our sofa is to the left when you come in the front door. And so I scurry myself on into the house. And here was a edibles arrangement, a fruit arrangement. And there were two beautiful balloons. One said Happy Mother's Day, and the other one said Happy Birthday. My birthday's tomorrow. And here our daughter, I don't have any biological children, but I have two lovely young ladies now at this point. Sydney was 9 when I met Jerome. Sydney is now 35, and Sydney and our three grandbabies sent the arrangement to me, and it just touched my heart. It just touched my heart. And so that was just such a wonderful, delightful surprise to have someone thinking about me and just send me something, to have something delivered to my home. We don't get things delivered because I'm not online shopping and all of that. So it was just such a blessing. And I have a healthy treat, chocolate-covered strawberries, regular strawberries, and pineapple. And so, yes, that made my Mother's Day extra special. And with that, I'll turn the call back over to you. Thank you for letting me share.
Yes, it sounds like a very delightful experience. Amen. God bless you. Amen. Looking forward to celebrating your birthday on tomorrow. Amen. And thank you for sharing. Amen. And we bless be the name of the Lord. Amen. That was beautiful. Amen and amen. All right, saints. All right, all right. Amen. Just hit the number one. Hit the number one if you would like to share your experience with us. Amen. Glory be to God. Amen. If you have it, it's something you would like to share. Amen. Okay, the floor is open to you.
Good morning. Good morning. Good morning.
Good morning. Yes, good morning.
Can you hear me?
Good morning.
Good morning.
Yes.
Good morning, my family, Reverend Bradford and the whole prayer line. I just love you guys so much, and just hearing everybody speak so wonderful and highly about their moms, because I know moms are special. When mom died, my mother, Juanita, she died about 50 years ago. But I just love her so much. And first, I want to thank God for her, and I want to thank God for my grandmother. I want to thank God for my mother-in-law, Rosetta Richardson, and so many other women that was in my life that gave me inspiration of life and just told me things that I know I didn't know then, but I do know now that as I look back. And my spiritual mother, Magnum, she's 85 years old with 15 children, so she's inspiration in me and my husband's life and many more. And sister, I just want to say this special thing right now. My son wrote this poem when he was incarcerated, and I always kept it. And I just want to apologize to sister, because I wanted to have my own poetry, and it was down in bags, and they all together, but they wasn't together. So I just want to apologize to you, but I am going to type something up to make sure that you get it. And I want to read this poem right now. It's called Thank God for Moms Like You. Your tender touch, the gleam in your eyes, sets off a glow brighter than sunny skies. The advice you give with the good deeds you do, thank God for moms like you. The touch of your hand paints a picture so true. That's why we all thank God for moms like you. Your caring thoughts and the little things you say, your presence we hold so dear day after day. Your love to us and our love to you, thank God for moms like you. The love we feel is so strong, mom. You're very seldom wrong. And if I die before this world is through, I at least thank God for moms like you. And this my son wrote, and he had to write this at least about 20 years ago. And I just thank God just for everything. And my Mother's Day was so rewarding. My grandkids, which I have five, they gave me and my daughter over my daughter's house a wonderful, wonderful, wonderful Mother's Day. And they always do wonderful things for them. But the praise that I'm giving this morning is they was raised by my daughter and her husband, my son-in-law. And, you know, we teach kids or our children or others or whatever, they don't take it right in. But the whole time we was there, they were speaking of how God is in their life. And how I know they've been reading the Bible is because the things that I know as a grandmother and my husband and her mother and their mother, rather, and father. And it was just so heart touching. It usually be about music or what they did, this and that. But everything was scriptural. And I said, my God, my God. So I'm lifting up my grandkids this morning, thanking God how he's showering over their life. They no longer speak of the worldly things. They are speaking of things that is from heaven. And I thank God. And so much about that, how I know that they have grown, because they was testifying. They were saying all the wicked stuff. They was caught in it. And I was just sitting there listening, the cults and this and that. And they said, Mom, I was caught. Grandmom, I was caught up in that. And now I just want God to use me. And they wrote poets. And they said, while they was, God was anointing them at that moment, they wrote what God had in their heart. And I said, you wrote that while he was speaking? And they said, yes. So I'm just thanking God for the young people and how they looking up to God and their parents and everything else that's going on. And God is just good. He works in his own time. And I just thank you, Reverend Bradford. I heard the message yesterday, and it was certainly for me, and all is well. And I just love you guys. And I'm saying again that me and David's renewing, God blessing us to renew our marriage vows May the 30th. At 2 o'clock at Greater Exodus. So I'm so excited with that. And then I asked my son, and you know he's in a different religion, so I asked him, would he walk me down the aisle? He said, Mom, I don't usually do other things, but I will for you. So I know that's a joy anyway. So these are the things that I've been praying for. God has shown me. He told me. He let me and my husband see it. And now we bring it into our families, our friends, our neighbors, because I like speaking about the Lord, and I just love him so much, and I love this prayer line. So I didn't mean to take this time, but I'm filled up, and I got to do what I got to do. And everybody have a blessed day, Mother's Day, every day, every minute, every second. So God is good. I love you. Amen.
And we love you, too. Amen. That was a beautiful reading, Sister Gwen. Amen. Thank God for moms like you. Amen. And truly, we do thank God for moms like you. Amen. Thank God for sharing. Amen. And that your time with family is always special. I can tell. Glory be to God. Yeah. And looking forward, amen, to the end of this month. Amen. With you and Brother David renewing your wedding vows. Amen. So we bless you in the name of the Lord. Amen. And we thank God for that virtuous woman. Amen. That virtuous woman. In Jesus' name. God bless you. Amen. Thank Have Jesus an awesome, name. Awesome day. Amen. In
yes,
Jesus' name.
Yes, you also.
Amen.
Yes.
Amen. God
yes.
bless.
Amen. Amen.
All right. Mm-hmm. I don't see anybody else in queue. Amen. If you have a Mother's Day experience you'd like to share, hit one. Otherwise, we're going to wrap it up and give the benediction. Amen. Glory be to God. Amen. And to God be praise, and to God be glory. And to God be honor. Amen. And so we bless be the name of the Lord. All right. Amen. Glory be to God. We want to thank God for our sister Joanne Thurman. Amen. Thank you so much for sharing as usual. Amen. Glory be to God. Amen. Thank God for, amen, our sister, amen, Tanya Norwood. Amen. Our sister Gwendolyn. Amen. Richardson. Blessed be the name of the Lord. And I see someone else has put their hand up. Amen. So let us, amen, take another Mother's Day experience right now in Jesus' name. Amen. God bless, and the floor is open.
Good morning. Praise God. Good morning, Pastor. Give God all the honor. I just want to thank God for my mother. I just want to thank God for keeping her here on earth this long. I want to thank God for the experience that he has given her to raise 10 children and still have 10 children here on earth. I just want to thank God that my mother always have a listening ear. She always talked to us about God, and she's just so sweet and she's so lovely. And I want to thank God for the gifts that I receive. I want to thank God for being alive this Mother's Day. I had a nice Mother's Day, and I just thank God for my mom, most of all, that God have kept my mother here on earth. And I just talked to my mother on Mother's Day, and we had a great talk, and I just thank her for still being here just leading us and guiding us through Christ Jesus. I would never give up the opportunity to thank God for my mother. I love my mother very much, and I thank God for giving me a mother such as she is. Thank you. The floor is back to you. And the other mothers, that's my mother, just not my mother. Mothers from a different mom that looks out for me. I just thank God.
Amen.
To you.
Amen. Amen. Thank you for sharing. Amen. Giving tribute to mom. Amen. Glory be to God. And it is a blessing. Amen. Glory be God. When I created this show this morning, I called it a Mother's Day experience. And then in the subject line, I put fond memories can be such a blessing. Unpleasurable memories can be teaching moments. In either case, there are many people who have no memories at all. Can you find something to praise God for? Amen. So we want to thank God. Amen. Thank God for you. Amen, Deaconess Cooper. And thank God for you sharing. Amen. And thank God it is a blessing to still have mom, because a lot of people don't. And we know that one day we won't either. Amen. So amen. Thank God for the memories. God bless you. Thank you for sharing.
Amen.
Amen. Bless the Lord. All right. We see somebody else in queue this morning with their hands up. All right. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. The floor is open.
God bless you, Apostle Bradford.
Good morning. God bless you.
Hello. 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 Giving honor to you, our spiritual mother. It's just an honor that I met you over 2 years and 2 years and about 2 months. I thank God for you, your power, your authority, your anointing. Hallelujah. I remember I was sitting there with this green dress and say, I know you got a word in your belly. And then maybe about a couple months over, you had us all to come on the radio line. So I thank God for you. My mother, you know, died over like maybe about, if I'm 56, she must, I don't know, it's been maybe over 50 years or more my mother had deceased. OCB Melvin, she was a nurse. When y'all see me, I'm an image of her. But it was my grandmother, Noralee Bass, that was a prayer warrior, a missionary for all the children to the church for a 50-cent hamburger. Go to the church, and at the church, we'll give a 50-cent hamburger. But the main thing, I have two sons, and really the awesome that I was able to give to myself was I went Friday to get measured for a robe. Oh, my God, help us, Lord. Mm-mm-mm. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And my castle suit. And my baby son went with me. Hallelujah. And the only thing they say, I have two, and they say, only thing they say that I gave them Jesus. Hallelujah. And gifts and cards and bought things from the store. And hallelujah. I just thank God. For everything that he's doing in my life and the memory. And the main thing, I just want to be a spiritual nurturer to people, places, and things, and to let them know Jesus is the only way. And if I can give anything to all the women, y'all are blessed and highly favored. Hallelujah. Starting with Apostle Bradford, all these women on the line, all the nurses on the one, all the ones have children or nieces and nephews or even fathers, they are blessed and highly favored. So that is my memory. I was the oldest out of five, so I was always nurturing my family, you know, in the spiritual realm, in the natural, guardianship over my 16-year-old sister, so they won't put in the false thing because my mother had died early. But I thank God. I just give him glory. And even the nurse that I'm here now, she had one son overdose of drugs, and we are the only family that they had to abort a different things for the body, for Mother's Day. Fathers, thank God, because we all on assignment and beautiful Mother's Day I have, and I salute all the women. Keep on doing what God called you to do, especially you, Apostle Bradford, because you are mentoring other apostles, so I call you Chief Apostle. So God bless you and love y'all. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Thank you for sharing, Evangelist Ernestine. Amen. And we thank God for you. Amen. And when your mother died so young, I believe our sister Tanya Norwood had a similar experience. Amen. With mothers dying young. But anyhow, amen. But look, thank God for that nurturing spirit in you and the mother in you. Amen. And you definitely are mother in Zion. Amen. So,
thank you, Lord.
Amen.
Thank
you're welcome. You. Amen. You're welcome. Amen. So be encouraged and keep praising him. God, I love your praise. I would tell you the truth. When you get finished praising him, well, you put the apostle on fire. Amen. With that anointing praise. Amen. So I'm telling you, whatever you do, baby, don't let the devil steal that praise. That your praise is anointed. Amen.
Thank
so God
you.
Bless you.
Thank
amen.
You.
And thank you for
God
sharing.
Bless you.
Amen. 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 Bless the Lord. Amen. We have some beautiful women in this ministry, I'm telling you. And beautiful people. We're not leaving out the men. Amen. But I'm telling you, we just have some beautiful women. I tried not to forget anybody. I sent everybody a Mother's Day card in the mail who was a mother. Amen. If you didn't get it, amen, check your mailbox. Amen. Glory be to God. I wanted to do something. I had to work with the church budget because y'all know me. Amen. Glory be to God. And y'all know I have a big heart. I wanted to do something else for you for Mother's Day. But I pray that everybody receive their card, amen, from me, expressing my love to you and giving me the opportunity, amen, to mother you, amen, in the spirit, amen, glory be to God. Also, I would like for everyone, just send me out a little text today because we did Zoom on Sunday. Now, I realized that Sunday was Mother's Day and some people maybe was busy or whatever. But I want to know, were you just not available on Sunday or did you have a problem signing into Zoom? Because we want to start doing a little bit more Zoom, but we want to bring everybody with us as we upgrade. So just send me out a little text today and let me know, I didn't try yet, or I have problems with the Zoom, or whatever the case might be, and so we can work through the kinks, amen? And so we blessed be the name of the Lord. So you got to really sort of get this, saints, because I can't even share with you all right now. I can only share with you as the Lord give me permission to share with you, amen? But this ministry is definitely going someplace beyond your imagination. Amen. But you're going to have to, you don't want to get lost in the sauce. Amen. So since we're all baby boomers, amen, and, a little older, a half a century old, 50 years and up, most of us, this technology thing is sort of new to all of us. Amen. So we're just learning little by little by little. Amen. So be stretched a little bit. Amen. And let's see if we can get accustomed to Zoom, amen, in Jesus' name. It'd be good, too, then we can start seeing one another. Amen. Glory be to God. You can see one another. And that'll bring some encouragement until the church doors are back open. Amen. So the building that we was in, amen, on Fifth Street, amen, is sold. Amen. I spoke with Bishop Scott, amen, and the owners did sell that building. But we had already said we wasn't going back to that building, so it wasn't no big deal. Amen. So the building is sold, and so we have our Elder Valerie Carte, who is our realtor. Amen. And she's scouting around for the wealth complex, for the wealth complex. And we'll talk a little bit more about what the wealth complex is and our future calls. Amen, saints. Amen. But we just want you to know it's going to give us an opportunity. Amen, to serve more of God's people, to teach them the pure way, to teach them the Holy Ghost way. We're not a false doctrine, or you wouldn't be here. Glory be to God. We are not teaching a lie, or you wouldn't be here. Amen. And we teach, amen. We have a teaching that the people can trust, because our teaching is based, amen, on principle. So your giving into this ministry, it helps to make all of that possible. All of that possible. Amen. Glory be to God. And as I close, amen, and I'm preparing between today and Friday, I'm preparing to do 10 video recordings for TV, because I've got to have some stuff in archives. I really don't want to have to do it every week. So I want to like have a backup. So if I miss a week or two, we'll have fresh stuff for Media TV. Matter of fact, we come on at 7 o'clock. But this is what I said, glory be to God, in reference to hiring people. And glory be to God, as I was talking to a few of our board of directors, amen, glory be to God. I don't want to use my faith and say, we could hire some people. And God knows that we need to hire them like yesterday. All right, we already have about 2 or 3 candidates for the administrative assistant. We did hire the media engineers. Okay, they're on payroll. We pay them every month. Amen. Glory be to God. Erica, we don't pay Erica every month. We give Erica a stipend every month because Erica takes care of all the websites, flyers, and that type of thing. But see, I don't want to use my faith and hire 2 or 3 people and then wondering how I'm going to, where the money coming from the end of the week to pay them. I don't want to be stressed out. I've been there before, Saints. I used to have an office and I had about 25 people working for me. I had about 25 people working for me when I was in the mortgage and real estate industry. See, but that when things start adrenaline down, then I'm wondering now how I'm going to pay these people at the end of the week. I was taken out of my money, taken out of my necessities, because I wasn't walking away with no money if they didn't get one. I don't want to go there. To me, that's not faith. That's assumption. Presumption. I want to use my faith and believe God to get the money. And now that we have the money in the bank, have the money in reserve, now I can use my faith and make payroll every week. That's how I prefer to do it. I want to use my faith to get the money first and not be looking around every Friday, how are we going to make payroll? I'm not going to do that. But we need the people, and we got some people ready to work, but we don't have the money like that. We have to have at least 1 year's salary, at least 1 year's salary in reserve, and they're going to work for the rest. whoever we bring on board, believe me, the work that they're going to do, the work that they're going to provide is going to guarantee their salary. See, because they're going to work. And so this is where I am. This is where I am. Amen. So why do I say that? I say that your giving makes a difference. Your giving into this ministry makes a difference. Amen. And now we bless be the name of the Lord. Right now we have a global audience. All right. I got to use these people globally. I got all these ideas that the Lord is giving. I'm not stressing now. I'm pacing. I'm coasting. I'm coasting, boy. I tell you. It's like I'm sitting in the back of Mercedes going for a ride at about 30 miles an hour. That's how much peace I have. And I know that God has it. Amen. But don't be left out. Don't be left out. Amen. We thank God for your financial giving. Amen. Into this ministry. Amen. Because you provide the fuel. Amen. To keep the car running. Amen. Remember we talked last week about getting in the car, turning the ignition, you know, putting some metal on the pedal, or putting your feet on the gas, all right, and moving. Amen. But beloved, it takes money to do ministry. It takes money to do ministry. And so we will have our wealth complex, and our wealth complex, beloved, it's not only going to be our church. Inside this building, we're going to have offices. We're going to have training. Okay. It's going to be virtual and physical. Okay. In every arena, real estate classes, insurance classes. Okay, you want to learn how to write a book. You want to learn how to take your invention to the marketplace. You want classes on mothering. You want Bible study classes. okay? Arts and media, okay? Business. I mean, we're gonna have it going on. And in the meantime, while we're building up to that, we're going to be renting out some of those office space to other businesses and other entrepreneurship. And so now we have rental income coming in as we are expanding. I'm telling you, it's a global enterprise. It's already done in the spirit. It's just a matter of time. It's a matter of time. And when, by the time we find that building, I just believe, God, that everything's going to be in order. We would like to put your name as on the pavement as one of the founders. On the cement, we'll have a contractor come in as we put the founders and some type of cement block on the or in the wall or in the ground. We would like for your name to be in that. Amen. Don't let this opportunity get you by. And thank you for giving. Amen to our ministry. Amen. And you notice I said our ministry. Amen. Because we're in all this together. Amen. And we blessed be the name of the Lord. The people was able to build the wall because the people had a mind to work. Amen. Hallelujah. No gift is too small and definitely no gift is too large. In Jesus' name. Father God, we say thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you for the service today. Thank you for the beautiful, beautiful, beautiful testimonies, the Mother's Day experience. Oh, God, you bless us so much. Father God, really every day we are so fulfilled. But we thank you that there was just one special day that we can just be mother hen, Father God. Maybe some of us spent the day by ourselves. Maybe whatever we did. Whatever we did, Father God, we want to say thank you because you're our mother and our father. You said when our mother and our father forsake us, then the Lord will take us up. Father, you are everything to us. And so we just want to say thank you, God. We say thank you. Thank you for those who had an opportunity to share. Thank you for those who took advantage of sharing. And even for those who didn't share, Father, we just want to just say thank you over and over and over and over again. Over somebody somewhere, Father God, maybe trying to be a mother. They want to be a mother. Father God, we ask that you will bless their womb with their husband. The husband. Oh, glory be to God. Some Father God, some mothers lost a child. So maybe this Mother's Day was very, very challenging for them. Father God. Somebody maybe just lost a mother, such as our minister Stell. Father God, very, very challenging for them. But through it all, I've had many tears and sorrows. I've had questions for tomorrow. There have been times I didn't know right from wrong. But in every situation, God gave blessed consolation. Let my trials come to only make me strong. Oh, through it all. Hallelujah. Oh, yes, mothers, we can agree, can't we? Through it all. Oh, my God. Through our life experiences. Oh, my God, it hasn't been easy. Everything hasn't been a smile. My God, we have cried. My God, we have hurt. We have feared. Oh, my God. We have been in want. Oh, glory be to God. We know what it is. Eat lima beans and rice with a little ham hock and nothing else to go with it. We know what it is. Amen. Hallelujah. To be ducking to see the water truck coming down the street. Glory be to God. And wondering if they come into our house today to turn our water off, to turn our electric off. Glory be to God. Come on now. Glory be to God. Huh? Hallelujah. Gas off. Boiling water. Come on. We've been there. Glory be to God. But through it all, glory be to God. Blessing and asking God to multiply the food. Through it all, I've learned to trust in Jesus. Yeah, I learned to trust in God. Through it all, I've learned to depend upon this word. Father God, we say thank you. Thank you for a beautiful day. Help us to make the most of it, Father. Help us not to lean to our own understanding. Show us your pathway for provisions. Order our steps as we go out, stay in, whatever we do today. Father, help us to meditate on you, meditate on your word, meditate on your precepts. Help us not to be in the right place at the wrong time. Father, we thank you for canceling bad news, tears, and sorrow. Father God, it will not take root. It will not prosper. It will not come to pass. And we say thank you, God, and we bless you. We magnify you. We glorify you. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and our Savior. Hallelujah. Thank you. Now unto him, amen, who is able, hallelujah, to keep you from falling, to present your faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy, to the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and forevermore. And God's people said amen, amen, amen. And God's people said amen again. And Satan is defeated, darkness is dispelled, and Jesus Christ, he is the King of Kings, and Jesus Christ, he is the Lord of Lords. Amen, amen, and amen. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. And everybody better get on their A game because they about to cut off this stimulus money. This stimulus money, this good money you're living on, you're that extra money. You got one more month. It was supposed to have been September. Better get on your A game. Amen. Hallelujah. Better get on your A game. You better start giving to God. Amen. The God to take care of you. Amen. In the good and the bad. Hallelujah, because stimulus is about to be cut off. Amen. God bless you. Love you. Amen. Hallelujah, in Jesus' name.
Try to help us do it. Lift your hands in this atmosphere and say, I am grateful.
I am grateful for the things
that you have done. Look at them and tell them,
yes,
I'm grateful.
I'm grateful for
the victory
that
we've won. Tell them I could go on and on.
About your works.
Because I'm grateful.
Praise you, Lord.
Lift your hands and say, flowing from my heart.
Amen. Love you. Love you. Love you. Yes, I do. Amen. Pastor Bradford. Amen. Signing out. Meet you at the altar prayer at 12 o'clock and back for Bible study at 8. God bless.